September the 2nd, 2017. That's your discharge date, etched in your soul. It's been nearly 2 years now, gone by so fast, like the fast food restaurants they built while you were away. Pull into the drive-thru, speak into a bar, discard the paper wrappers when you're through. These people can't comprehend the choices you make, so you don't tell them. Unproud warrior, unproud warrior, unproud warrior, you made your house your own. Some blame the action on the government. It's all orders for these lily-white comrades. They hang up their guns on a nail of rose water and participate in their grandson's parade. But you know you had more choices than they let on. A soldier is not a cog, but a man like any other. These thoughts you revisit every time you turn on. See a depiction that is far from your experience. Oh, 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 unproud warrior, unproud warrior, unproud warrior, you made your choice alone. You were only 17 when you enlisted. You remember. Essie Hinton wrote The Outsiders when she was just 15. Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein when she was just 19. And at 23, Stephen Crane published The Red Badge of Courage, which is still known as one of the most realistic depictions of war. Even though Crane was born after the Civil War ended, maybe sentiments of regret are not all that unrelatable. You've always taken lengths build your house alone. Whoa, 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 unproud warrior, unproud warrior, unproud warrior, you made your house your own.